Gosh, oh boy, this is great. How can I say? When you say, oh, she's feisty today, it means she's full of spirit and ready to fight or, you know, in a bad mood or something. She's kind of, yeah, ready to pick or something.
Is that what you, when you pick your, someone says feist for a dog, you pick your kind of an aggressive little dog like to have it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you ever hear a dog called a coyote?
No.
And if you had a mean dog, you tell somebody, you better be careful, that dog will
fight you.
You say, yesterday the dog
bit me.
And the person had to go to the doctor after he got
a dog bite. Or bit by the dog.
What about dog bit?
Dog bit. No, I'd say it was bit by the dog or it was a dog bite.
And kind of animal that you plow with?
A horse.
Or a
mule. A donkey.
Two of those hitched together would be?
Two mules.
Or you call
two horses. A team.
Okay. Do you ever hear a pair?
Oh. Yeah, but probably a team of horses would be more common.
And the animals that you milk?
Cows.
What do you call the male?
The bull.
Did that sound all right to you? To say bull?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear people say male cow or?
No, it's always a cow, bull, or heifer.
What about top cow?
No, I've never heard it.
And the little one when it's first born?
It's a calf.
And if it's a female?
It's a heifer.
And a male?
A bull.
And if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say she was going to?
She's going to drop.
Any other way of saying that?
Well, other than saying she's going to have a calf, we usually say she's going to drop any day. Or she's going to drop next month. Or she's expecting. If you want to be nice about it.
Do y'all keep up pretty well with?
With our cows?
Yeah.
Yes, you mean we book every time they have one and when they're due to have another one. We check on, well, somebody's down there every day, and so we can pretty well book when the bull's with them and when it's not.
Do you bring them in when they're fixing to drop?
When they're going to have the first ones, we usually do. But after that, if they didn't have any trouble the first time around, we don't. But over at where we have them, they're pretty easy to find. We've been known to, like, walk a half a day and look for one that's missing, but we know how many they are and which ones they are enough that if one of them that we knew was going to have a calf was missing, then we'd just get out and look for it. They're not hard to find. They're so used to the place now and they're so gentle that you can usually spot them pretty easy.
Have you ever had any trouble with any of them?
Yes. We haven't had, you know, we'd have to have a vet out to pull a calf or anything like that, but we've lost some calves that were born dead.
What breeds do you hear?
They're all mixed. There's Angus over there, there's like mostly Hereford. Oh, we had the one I was telling you yesterday, has part Charolais.
They usually don't have too much trouble.
No, we never had. Well, with her we didn't have any trouble. The ones I think we've had trouble with were the Hereford.
What about the bull or Bremer?
Oh, no, we don't. We have one cow over there that's an I group that has part Bremer, but she's more Hereford than Bremer. And I can't remember now, but the bull is, he's a real good bull. He's got a, yeah, I forget, it's from the mixed breed deal. Part Bremer and part something else.